Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us today on the Mach 1 Market Moment. I'm your co-host, Steve Gramsci, with Kyle Alexander, our retirement income planning specialist and financial coach. Kyle, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Steve. How about you?
You are taking care of Northwest Arkansas like nobody's business. I wish you congratulations. Your show's been successful, yours and David's. The listeners have responded, and we'll just continue to give them information that they deem to be valuable. And we can do that by kicking right off with the mailbag today.
All right, man. I'm ready. I appreciate that.
Let's do that. We've got some folks who had written in, and from Charlotte, who is in Rogers. Charlotte asks, Kyle, how does a Roth conversion work? Is this a strategy worth considering?
Charlotte, I'm actually really glad you asked that question. We just recently completed an educational outreach at Northwest Arkansas Community College where this specific topic that you're asking about was one of the key points of conversation in that educational class. So before I give you the whole answer, you can actually request the entire presentation from this event on our website at MACH. Again, that's Mach, MACH, hyphen or dash, the digit one, financial.com. So again, it's Mach-1financial.com, and we'll give you the whole scoop. Now, Charlotte, for the short version of your answer, yes, it is a strategy worth considering. And in fact, with the upcoming tax code changes, you know, there's a bracket reform being pitched in Congress and by the Trump administration. You know, I think this could actually open a really huge window of opportunity for Roth conversions to occur. Now, first of all, I should probably explain what a Roth conversion is because some listeners may not actually know what that is. So funds go into a traditional IRA, or perhaps they came over from a 401k into a rollover IRA. And those funds are taxable by the federal government at your effective tax rate beginning at age 70 and a half or whenever you start taking money out of your traditional or rollover IRA. So you have to pay taxes on all of those dollars, all the gains, and it's at your effective rate at that particular time. So I'll go over this a little bit more in a minute. But you can actually begin converting those funds at any time to a Roth IRA. Now, why that's important is once the funds are in a Roth IRA, you no longer have any tax obligation once those taxes have been paid and the money goes into a Roth. So it begins to grow tax deferred. And then, of course, it's tax free when you start taking those dollars out for retirement. So that's a huge implication if what we believe may happen actually does occur, which is tax rates go way up between now and the time that, let's say, I'm 70 or somebody in their mid-50s is 70. That could very well happen. And of course, the cost of taxes could actually be much greater than it is today. And therefore, your taxable impact of getting the benefit of writing off taxes as you make contributions to your traditional IRA, your rollover IRA, or your 401k, you get those deductions, may be outweighed by the taxes you have to pay in the future. So that's kind of the genesis behind it. So again, with this bracket reform that's being pitched, it may open this huge window of opportunity for those conversions to occur. So consider this. If your tax bracket went from 28% to 20%, or let's say it even dropped to 25% from 28%, the cost of converting your traditional IRA funds, which you have to pay taxes on every dollar at the time you withdraw those funds at your effective tax rate, remember, you essentially have gotten a sale price on that conversion. You just basically took the cost conversion just went on sale by 8% if it goes down from 28 to 20%. Or perhaps, went on sale by 3%. If it went down from 25 to 22. Now consider this. With $20 trillion in government debt here in the United States, it could be that your effective tax rate at age 70 and a half, or even at age 65, could be higher than it is right now. So that 3 or 8% savings that you could get in a future tax bracket reform measure with additional taxes on compounding for 10 to 15 years could be a very significant negative impact on your retirement resources when the time comes for you to walk into the sunset after you've worked a full career. So I would just say that look for that opportunity. If that window opens, find an advisor to help you make those Roth conversions happen and consider it without hesitation, because that window of opportunity could be, you know, extremely narrow based on, you know, what might happen to the current president, current administration, reelection, or other things. It might be a really short-lived opportunity. So the scoop on traditional IRA rollovers to do a Roth is as follows. You can convert any amount of IRA funds to a Roth IRA at any time, regardless of your level of income. A lot of people don't know that. Once that money has actually been converted, you will have to pay taxes on every dollar today with funds that are not drawn from your current IRA to Roth conversion. Okay, these dollars have to come from a cash account or some other non-qualified, non-retirement account to pay those taxes. And you would want to do that anyway, because you really don't want to take away the compounding effect of the funds that you were able to amass in your Roth or in your traditional IRA prior to conversion. So that's something you would also want to consider. So one more thing, if you want to find out more about this whole concept, obviously, I've given you a really, you know, short thumbnail sketch on how this all works. But if you want to find out more, all you have to do is call us. We'll be glad to sit down and talk to you about it. Or you can, again, download our educational outreach presentation at mach-1financial.com. Again, that's mach-1financial.com. And again, Charlotte, I'll just tell you, it absolutely is worth considering. And everybody's situation is different. So ask the right questions, look for some answers that can give you the proper decision tools, and go for it.
Charlotte, we hope that has helped. And I have a question, too, about the Roth IRA. When you open it, I understand that once you make any deposit, you have to wait really 5 years. You have to go 5 years without touching the monies you've deposited in the Roth for it to remain withdrawable without tax. Is that correct?
Well, actually, that's partially true. So what I would say is once the funds go in, you need to leave them untouched for 5 years. That's the principle. And once 5 years has passed, you can actually take out those funds, the principal component, the original investment, at any time after that five-year period without having any implication for taxes or early withdrawal penalties or what have you. So a lot of people actually can use a Roth IRA account as a savings tool for other things, unlike a traditional IRA, because, you know, you had to pay taxes on it and you'd have to pay penalties on it if you took it and put it in your pocket.
So you put the initial mm-hmm. amount in, and then let's say next year you put another $5,000 in. Say, do you have to wait five more years before you can withdraw that $5,000?
That is correct. So it's kind of like a FIFO situation, first in, first out.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that answers my question. But sometimes it's good to know that when you start one, it really isn't liquid for a while, but it's a strategy that you can take advantage of to save all that tax that'll cost you after you retire at 70 and a half.
Yeah. Right? Down the road, it's going to potentially be a huge burden for this country, especially, like I said, with $20 trillion in debt that we have today. Who knows where we'll be in 15, 20 years, and who knows what taxable situation will be forced upon us. And Steve, your point is also well thought out, in the sense that these rules change all the time, right? And even the best laid plans can be changed by Congress. But of course, you know, that means that all of this stuff we're talking about with Roths could be altered in the future. My thought is that being that the baby boomers are the largest voting bloc, I'm going to say that the federal government probably isn't going to tamper too much with some of these rules, at least in the immediate term.
Okay. You're hearing the Mach 1 Market Moment with Kyle Alexander of the Mach 1 Financial Group here. We're serving Northwest Arkansas. I'm your co-host, Steve Gramsey, and we have time to get another question in, because you really got into some detail there for Charlotte. Let's see what you can do for James here in Bentonville, all right? James writes, I'd like for my wife to be more involved in our retirement planning, but she's always hated any financial advisors that we've met. So you're a likable guy. I can't understand why his wife wouldn't like you. Maybe she needs to give you a call. Any suggestions?
Well, you know, I've met a lot of financial advisors in my career, and most of them are really good, honest, decent people. And, you know, they try to do the right thing for people. And a lot of them are fun-loving, easygoing people. You know, all it takes is one bad apple, one experience that perhaps she had, and I can certainly understand why she would feel that way if she did run into one of those bad apples. You know, I've met a few scary advisors in my days in this career path, and, you know, some of them were really off-putting to me, too. So, anyway, that happens almost in any profession, though, I'd say.
People
but my suggestion is this. She may just hate talking about finances in general and just want you to do it. I mean, you know, James, she may just not enjoy this part of life. And big reason why maybe she married you is because you do enjoy finances and you guys weigh each other, balance each other out in a very positive environment in your marriage. So one strength's perhaps is another person's weakness and you guys reinforce each other. So if that's the case, perhaps it is. Maybe it's incumbent on you to find the best top two or three financial advisors you can find and, you know, interview them and see if they have personalities that you think will translate well with your wife, and also discover if they can speak in plain English to her and coach her effectively so she understands what's going on. Then have her do or read research online about these same two or three advisors and have her pick her favorite. Based on maybe, you know, their likes, their hobbies, their family situation, any client reviews that you might see out there or talking to other folks, you know. And then work with that advisor to boil down the plan into key understandable action steps, get that plan ready to go, and have your wife participate in that final implementation meeting before any of the paperwork is signed on, you know, how the money is going to be invested and the retirement plan that they're putting in place for you. And then she can help you make those decisions. And not only that, understand what you're doing. So as it happens, you know, and as time moves on, she actually gets it. And maybe she actually starts to like it a little better. Chances are she probably actually hates the time involved and the detail and the processes and all the things that go into explaining something that can be somewhat complex. And she might have an aversion to spending that much time. Another aversion she may have is that perhaps she hates slimy salespeople. In that particular case, they are out there and they are in this profession. So I would make sure that you obtain an advisor who has a fiduciary duty. In other words, has a duty to do what is in your best interest as a client, first and foremost, and isn't a salesman. It's a person that is in place to help solve your problems, the more challenging issues that you might have, and isn't just trying to sell you financial products. Finally, ask your wife to ask her girlfriends if they have any financial advisors that they like. You know, get those referrals and do some research again on their credentials and background, their philosophy on investing, and then repeat the above steps, right? And who knows? Your wife might actually find that she really enjoys it. I know, my daughters have had math teachers that they didn't like, and then they thought they hated math. All of a sudden, they got a math teacher they liked, and all of a sudden, they were really good at math. That's interesting.
Good point. That's wonderful advice, Kyle. Thanks so much for that. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We're about to run out of time for this segment, but I will say, listeners, we've talked about Roth IRAs, right, and converting to them and how you can do that. Maybe you want to do that. We've just made suggestions, or Kyle has specifically, and how to find a compatible advisor, finding a fiduciary who is looking out for you in accordance with the law of the land. They have to do that. Now, it just could be that you might find Kyle Alexander or partner David Lee as those compatible guys. We think a lot of them here. Why not pick up the phone and make the call? Have a visit. Sit down. Your circumstances are different. Your needs are different. So here's the number, 479-876-2100. That's 479-876-2100. Someone will get back with you if you have to leave a message very soon. So make the call and become a retirement income planning specialist client at Mach 1 Financial Group. Northwest Arkansas, you are taken care of by Kyle Alexander and David Lee. This has been the Mach 1 Market Moment. Thanks for joining us.
Advisory services offered through Fusion Capital Management, which is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC, and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the Commission and does not imply that the advisor has achieved a particular level of skill or ability. Please consult your financial advisor, as many financial and insurance products have associated fees. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss.